This is the Aviact Merli of the 1st of March 2026. Originally spoken on the 9th of March 2009. Title: Celebrate the True Holy of Being Colored by God's Company and of the Combined Form. Today, the Holiest Father has come to celebrate Holi with his holy children. All of you children are holy children. All of you have also come to celebrate holy. Just think about which color you holy souls are so colored with that you have become holy. There are many colors, but which color are you colored with? What is the most elevated color with which you have become holy? The greatest color of all is the color of God's company. You have easily become holy by being colored with God's company, because God's color is the color of imperishable company. Other colors are only for a short time, but by being colored with the color of God's company, you have easily become holy, that is pure. The color of you souls has become pure from impure, because all of you have made God your companion. You have sought his company, and this is why you have become combined. You love this combined form, do you not? This combined form can never be separated. You have this experience, do you not? You remain constantly combined, do you not? Not alone. Maya tries to isolate you. But those who remain constantly combined can never be separated. Maya isolates you and then makes your old sanskars emerge. And when the old sanskars emerge, the pure sanskars become merged. The old sanskars are of carelessness and laziness. When these emerge in various forms, the combined form becomes separated. So each one of you has to check yourself to see whether you remain constantly combined or whether you become separated. You now know the many forms of Maya, do you not? She cleverly colors you with her color. To be separated means to be colored with Maya's color. These things of carelessness and laziness come in many forms. Maya pulls you to herself through your laziness and carelessness, which are the treasures of Ravan. They are not the Father's treasures. But the children refer to Ravan's treasures with great intoxication and say, "I didn't want to, but that is my sanskar." They begin to say that those are their sanskars. Are these God's treasures, or are they Ravan's treasures? Just think about it. Is it right to say that they are your sanskars? To make them yours is Maya's cleverness. Are the Father's treasures lovely, or are Ravan's treasures lovely? In a common way, in order to free themselves, some children say, "My sanskars are like that. I didn't want to do that." Just think, are they mine? The Father says that by making Ravan's treasures yours, your pure sanskars also gradually finish. The color of God's company begins to fade away, and Maya's color begins to emerge. So whilst moving along, you have to check yourself to see which color you are colored with. What do people do at Holi? They first burn away the bad things, and then color one another. They celebrate. But Dada has colored you with the color of his company. And as well as that, he continues to color you with the colors of this knowledge, powers, and virtues. So all of you are colored with this spiritual color, are you not? Raise your hands. You have been colored with the spiritual color. It will never fade away, will it? Those who are colored with this imperishable spiritual color cannot be colored with any other color. How holy have you become with this color? You have become so holy that throughout the whole cycle, no one can become as holy or pure as you. Your purity, the color of God's company, and the experience of being combined with God is most lovely and unique. For others, even though the souls become pure, their bodies do not. Whereas you become so holy and pure that both your souls and bodies are pure. Purity is said to be the mother of happiness, peace, love, and bliss. Where there is purity, happiness and peace are with it. Because where the mother is, the children are also there. The Father comes and makes you so holy that even in this last birth of the Iron Age, you can see your images. They are worshipped with such discipline. This is the speciality of purity. And no matter how many great souls and religious souls have become pure, none of them have temples built to them. No one else is worshipped with such discipline. And even until the last birth, your images continue to give blessings. They give the experience of peace and happiness for a short time. There is so much difference between your holy and the holy of the people of the world. Yes, for entertainment, you also celebrate a little. But you celebrate the true holy of the color of God's company and of the combined form. People also celebrate holy in various ways. You know the meaning of the word holy. Only you know this and you celebrate it in that way. Holy means holy. That is, whatever has happened. So all of you have said, past is past, to the old life, old situations, old sanskars, and old waste thoughts, have you not? To let the past be the past means holy. So have you done this? Or do the old sanskars emerge by mistake even now? Because your birth is a new birth. All of you have died alive, have you not? Have you? Have you died alive? Raise your hands. Acha. This is your new birth. So how come you remember your old birth? Your past birth has become the past. What would you say if the things, thoughts, or sanskars of the past emerge again? Is that having celebrated holy? It means you haven't let that be the past. It means that you have not been colored by God's company very well. To be colored by God's company means to forget your past birth and the situations of the past, which is because you have died alive, have you not? When you physically die in one birth and take another birth, do you remember your past birth? So all of you have now adopted your Brahmin birth. You mistakenly say of the sanskars of the past birth that they are your sanskars. Are they yours? Are they? Are they the sanskars of the Brahmin birth? Sometimes there is carelessness, sometimes a royal form of laziness. There are many different forms of laziness. Conduct a class on this at some point. There are so many types of laziness, and they come in such royal forms. So your Brahmin life is a new life, and there cannot be anything old in it. So today you have come here to celebrate Holi, have you not? Holi means holy. So today, to celebrate Holi means to burn the holy of old sanskars. It is only after burning these that you can celebrate. So your form now is that of celebrating. You have already burnt everything old, and you will now celebrate. You are going to enjoy the color of God's company. You are going to experience remaining combined. Why? The holiest Father has colored you with the color of becoming holy and pure. So what holy are you celebrating today? Especially today, don't allow any old sanskars to come. This is celebrating holy. Are you able to celebrate it in this way? Or will they sometimes come again? From today, with the method of determined thoughts, finish the royal words, I did want to do that, but those are my sanskars. Do you have the courage to celebrate such a holy for all time? Or will you only celebrate it sometimes? You are those who feel that from today, you have let the past be the past when it comes to your old sanskars, and that this is your new birth and the old birth is finished. You are the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children of the Father, who have such courage. Are you not? So do you have the courage to have not just this thought, but this determined thought? Raise your hands. Look, all of you have maintained courage. Okay, some may have been left out, but all of you are companions, are you not? All of you are firm companions. Raise both your hands. Take everyone's photo of this. Acha, double foreigners are also raising their hands. Babdada is giving you multi-million-fold congratulations for celebrating Holi by letting the past be the past. Now, do not let these words emerge from your mouth even by mistake. My sanskars. For Ravan's sanskars, you say, my sanskars. It is a wonder. Ravan is called your enemy. It is a matter of amazement to make the treasures of your enemy your own. You too must be amazed at what you are saying. You say that by mistake. You say it, and your conscience invites you inside, and you also realize that. You even speak to the Father about it and ask for forgiveness. Baba, from tomorrow I will not do that. Then you do just that. So what should Babdada do now? Should he just continue to watch that? Now, burn the holy of these words. In burning also, Baba will tell you something very good. A koki, a sweet thick chapati, is cooked with a thread around it. And when it is cooked, the koki is cooked. This is a symbol of the first lesson you learnt of the soul being imperishable and the body being perishable. Those who have created these festivals and scriptures are also the Father's children. But you are the long lost and now found children. Babdada is seeing that their wonder is no less. It is like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour, but they have made it in a very entertaining way. If you look at it, they have made a memorial of every festival. However, they have given a physical form to some things that are subtle. But they have at least created a memorial. They haven't done any less in devotion. In devotion too, in the copper and iron ages, they have kept some aspects of your awareness. These have saved you from becoming extremely full of vices. So Babdada definitely gives those who have created this paraphernalia, festivals and scriptures, the fruit of that. At least they remember some things in devotion, and they are saved from the vices for a short time. So which holy did you celebrate today? Which holy did you celebrate? Holy. Everyone say, holy. Do like this, pushing it away, in brackets. This is firm, is it not? Have you celebrated? Have you? Good. Then tomorrow, Maya will come, because Maya is listening. But you must not welcome her. There is pleasure in this, is there not? Stay in this pleasure. Remember the Father and see how he is coloring you with this spiritual color with which you have become holy swans. Holy swans are the holy swans with the power to discern. Whenever you have to carry out any work, first fix a seat. Set yourself on that seat and then decide. You know that seat. It is the seat of being Trikaldashi. First of all, set yourself on the seat of being Trikaldashi and consider all three aspects of time. Do not consider just the present, but look at all three aspects of the beginning, middle, and end. Is there benefit or loss in all three aspects of time? Some children are very clever. Should Baba tell you about their cleverness? What do they say? I had to do that in that way, and so I made do with that. I feel that I should not do that, but I just did it. Okay, you have done it, and so you will definitely receive the fruit of that action, will you not? So do not be clever in that way. You try to please the Father. You make a mistake and you then tell Babdada such things as, Baba, you are merciful, are you not? You are the ocean of forgiveness, are you not? You remind the Father of who he is and tell him, you have said that I should tell you about it and finish it. However, you have to finish it by telling Baba about it with realization. You make one thing firm of telling Baba about it, but you first have to transform yourself with thoughts filled with determination, and then tell Baba about it. You please the father a great deal, saying, Baba, you said this, did you not? You remind the father, you said this and you said this. You are very clever. Now do not be clever in that way. Have courage. I have to do this. Do not say, I will do it, I will do it. Throughout the day, Bhaktada hears many songs of, I will do it, I will do it, I will do it, I will show them, I will become. But at what speed? Will those who leave it to the future in this way be able to return with the Father? The Father is ever ready, and those who say they will do it are not ready. So how will you return with the Father? You will be left watching how others are going back with the Father. The Father has multi-million-fold love for each child. The Father doesn't want his children not to return home with him. Will you not return home now that the time has come for you to return home? You have to go home first and then go into the kingdom. If you don't return home together, you will not go into the kingdom with Father Brahma. You will go later. What is your promise? That you will return together? Or do you say that you will go there by yourself? Will you leave this to the future too? I will reach there. Just see, Baba, I will definitely reach there. So now finish this language. Acha. Bhaktada is seeing all the children everywhere. And even while they're sitting far away at the majority of places at the centers, they continue to watch Bhaktada. As you eat toli here, there too they distribute toli. Bhaktada is watching everyone, how they're sitting far away and experiencing themselves to be close. To all the children everywhere who have imbibed the determined thought to become as equal and complete as the Father. From time to time, they continue to give the power of determination to that thought. To all such children everywhere who have imbibed pure thoughts, along with that, to the stars of hope who are going to fulfill the Father's hopes, as well as those who remember Daddy's words, I have to become Karmateet, I have to become that, I have to become that. Also Mama's words, which she always spoke, whatever you want to do, do it today. Do not leave it to tomorrow. And Diddy's words, we now have to return home. These words should echo in your ears again and again. Simply have this one concern. I now have to become Karmateet and return home. To the powerful souls who put these words into their awareness again and again, congratulations for holy to Bhaktada's holy children. As well as this, before receiving the gavar, in brackets a sweet like jalebi, of Madhuban, everyone open your mouth and eat girba. Did you eat it? So lots and lots of multi-million-fold love and remembrance to all of you children from Bhaktada and the advanced party souls, and namaste from the Father. Blessing. May you be soul conscious and have love and pure and positive feelings for all souls. Just as you have feelings of love for the souls who praise you, In the same way, have just as much love for any soul who gives you teachings through signals. Have pure and positive feelings that that soul is really your well-wisher. Such a stage is said to be of soul consciousness. If you are not soul conscious, there is definitely arrogance. Someone with arrogance is never able to tolerate an insult. Slogan: stay constantly lost in God's love, and the world of sorrow will then be forgotten. Abhyat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. When your hand is in the hand of someone senior, the stage of you, the junior, is then carefree and free from worry. You children have the faith that Bap Dada is with you in every action, and that in this spiritual life, your hand is in his hand. This means that you have surrendered your life to him, and that everything is therefore his responsibility. Hand over all your burdens to the Father and make yourself light, and you will remain constantly in a carefree stage. Everything will then be accurate. Om Shanti.